Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, whenever I've asked you how's life, you've always said life is winning. Thank you for dedicating your life to making sure the small business owner comes out a winner.
We sit on different sides of the aisle, and yet we have such wonderful conversations.
You're a tremendous resource to small business owners out there, and I'm proud to call you my friend. From one dinosaur to another, happy anniversary.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend Dr. Bill Dunkelberg. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm responsible for the mayhem around here. Very excited about the index, Bill, the new index this time. A lot of good news. Even the news is not wonderful, is sideways. It's not so bad. It's just sort of like, okay, like it was last month, which was outstanding. So we thank you for that reporting. And you know, the reason I'm thanking you, Bill, is because your work is so important to differentiate for anybody who will listen the difference between the real economy and Wall Street. I mean, if you listen to the Wall Street reporting and the macroeconomic reporting that you see from the talking heads, and then you review the NFIB's index, you see that those are you know anybody who didn't know anybody would say, well, those are two different universes, wouldn't they?
Exactly, they would. Because everybody's at the macro level, you know, like off of Wall Street, talking about a slowdown in the economy, and they're all worried about that. Whereas, you know, the small business people are hiring at record rates and trying to move forward and grow, and that's half the economy. But again, you know, their stock isn't traded on the exchange every hour,
right?
So nobody pays much attention to them unless we kind of tap them on the shoulder and say, "Hey, look over here."
That's right.
See what's going on?
Look, over half of the economy and over half of the paychecks. So, Bill, you know, I believe that even if we have a slowdown, even if we somehow dipped into a two quarters of negative growth in a couple of years or so, unless Wall Street does something stupid like they did in 08, unless Washington does something stupid, unless America does something stupid like elect a socialist for president, I think whatever happens, whatever downturn we have, will be short-lived and we'll roll right out of it. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that's right. And, you know, a lot of the things that trouble us, I think, are starting to go into the rearview mirror. I think there's less uncertainty and concern, for example, about what's going on with tariffs and China and all of our trade policies. We did ask our members over the last few months if they were impacted by the trade policy, and we did see that about 37% said yes, and about 9% of that group said seriously impacted, which actually surprised me a little bit. So about a third of our people are being impacted, and only 5% had a positive impact from the trade stuff. So,
right,
you know, we like to get that sorted down, but that's all heading toward a good conclusion. So less and less concerned that might trip us up, and that's good news. So that's
in general, are you optimistic about a trade positive progress? I'm going to say that if not Santa Claus giving us everything we want, at least getting most of what we want. Do you see that? Are you optimistic about that? About getting a deal like
that? I'm pretty optimistic about getting a deal with the Chinese that addresses some of our major concerns, especially, of course, the theft of our good ideas. that's an important thing to get done long term. So I'm pretty sure we'll get a deal that makes sense. Obviously, the president has shown that he's willing to walk away from something that isn't a good deal, like he did with the North Korea.
Right. Having a president that will walk away and won't fall in love with the deal? I mean, every small business negotiator knows that what he did was the right thing to do.
Exactly, you know, and historically, you know, what you have is presidents making bad deals just because they need the photo op.
Right.
You know, so they have to be able to stand up there with a plaque or a piece of paper or something, you know, and I made a deal. But the deals, you know, have not been that great. And, of course, this president has been trying to undo some of them that were not very
right.
good.
right.
for us. You know, it's good for the other side, but not yeah. for us.
Bill, last quick question. Last quick question. Are you concerned that America might move toward a socialistic, electing socialistic politicians in the next cycle?
Sure. I think they will, unfortunately. We have a lot of young people who were educated poorly about our history and the schools that they're in by people yep. who, you know, fairly left-leaning teachers. So they don't value the system that we've put into place.
Boy, I tell you what, God help us. God help us, Bill. That's all I got to say. Hey, thanks, Bill, for being here. Good job, as always. Come back real soon.
All right, Jim. Take care.
See you next time. Dr. Bill Dunkelberg, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.